This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future. Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first, President Murmu said, Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defence powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor. Amid conflicts in many regions, the President said India is spreading the message of global peace. The President said the country's women are actively contributing to overall development. She underlined that over 10 crore women associated with self-help groups are redefining the development process.
In the field of sports, our daughters have set new benchmarks globally. Last year, in November, the Daughters of India scripted a golden chapter in sporting history by winning the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup and subsequently the Blind Women's T20 World Cup. Last year, the final match of the Chess World Cup was played between two Indian women.
The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for the year 2026. The awards comprise 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees includes playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipati Ramasamy Paranisamy from Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. Other awardees include Nori Datta Treyodu, Vijay Amrit Raj, SKM Mailanandan from Tamil Nadu, Shatavadhani R. Ganesh, banker Uday Kotak and Velapalli Natesan. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM founder Shibu Soren, BJP leader V.K. Malhotra and advertising legend Piyush Pandey have been awarded the third highest civilian award posthumously. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards, on the eve of the 77th Republic Day today. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. Major Arshdeep Singh, Naib Subedar Doleshwar Subha Singh and Group Captain Prashant Balakrishnan Nair have been conferred Kirti Chakras. Along with this, 13 Shauri Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 1 gallantry bar to the Sena Medal, 44 gallantry Sena medals, including 5 posthumous, 6 gallantry Nausena medals and 2 gallantry Vayusena medals have also been conferred to armed forces personnel. The President has also approved 301 military decorations for the armed forces and other personnel. On the eve, the President also approved 98 mentioned in dispatches to the armed forces personnel, including 5 posthumous. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 8 wickets in the third T20 match at the ACA Stadium Barsapara in Guwahati tonight. With this, the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue secured the series 3-0. And with that, we end this news bulletin.